The United States and China still have some broad differences on trade. There's the topic of intellectual property rights, also technology transfer and access to markets. These are broad areas that have been at issue for a very long time. There's also the question of how any agreement would be enforced. But while these negotiations have stretched over many months, one group that continues to suffer the fallout is U.S. farmers. 2 months ago, a Purdue University survey of sentiment among farmers hit its lowest point in nearly 3 years, tumbling by nearly a third since the start of this year. The impact of Chinese retaliation on tariff moves by the U.S. has been a big factor. One example, soybean exports. According to figures from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 2 years ago, U.S. farmers sent more than $12 billion worth of soybeans to China. Last year, that fell by nearly three quarters to a little more than $3 billion. But if the past is any guide to what may happen as the latest round of trade talks resume, U.S. farmers could benefit from any early progress. Compared to complicated issues like financial support of state-owned enterprises, a large purchase of U.S. farm goods would be easier for the Chinese to make and for the Trump administration to celebrate. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.